listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
You are officially on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle. I'm your friendly psychologist, as I always say. Hey, welcome to the couch today. It's Friday, a little after 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, wherever you're at. I welcome you to stay tuned, because as always, I have a fabulous guest today. You've heard her before, by the way. She's pretty famous, especially here on LA Talk Radio. And you're going to learn a lot, too, about relationships. One of my favorite topics that I like to discuss here on the show. And also, I encourage you to call in, as usual, if you'd like to. 323-203-0815. And that's Los Angeles. Just go for it. Won't hurt you. Los Angeles, the entertainment capital of the world, where the fabulous LA Talk Radio studios are. And give us a call. 323-203-0815. And I say give us because I'm talking about my special guest today, Gina Hendricks. Nice to have you back, my dear. You are awesome. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. I'm excited.
Yahoo! Yay! Well, Gina's a lovely friend, may I just say. And, of course, you've heard her before here many times on my show and on her own show on LA Talk Radio. How you doing, girl?
I'm great. Thank you.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look
so nice.
Good. It's been a little while since we've caught up together on the air.
Yes, it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
But you look terrific, and I know your business is doing great. Gina, by the way, is the founder of Exclusive Introductions. I love that name.
Thank you.
By the way, it's, you know, and she is a concierge matchmaker, and she really kind of works with extraordinary men who want to meet extraordinary women.
Okay. Yep, that's what I do.
And what it's what you do and what you've done for a long time, and you're so good at it, too, which is so cool. And I do know that your business is really doing well.
Yes,
it's
phenomenal.
That is so cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know, what do you attribute to this boom in business?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's been a very interesting process. And, you know, initially I had I've kind of rebranded a few times. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I called the company Selective and Single. And initially, you know, I wanted to help everyone.
Right.
And I still want to help everybody. But I found as a business, truly, I think that the problem a lot of most matchmaking companies have is they take on way too many clients. And in my opinion, if a company takes on both male and female clients and they take on countless clients, there's absolutely no way they're going to know those people personally enough to be able to really find an appropriate match for them.
Yes, yeah.
So I made a business decision and, you know, a personal decision, and it's worked out really well. I rebranded the company. I called it Exclusive Introductions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I primarily work with very wealthy, successful men who are also what I consider to be a great catch. What's really important here is that I only work with 10 clients at a time.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll turn a guy down just because he has money. I'm not going to accept a client if I don't genuinely like him and think he's going to be a great catch for a woman.
Wow.
That, for me, is the key. Small amount of clients I work
with,
making sure that they're amazing, great guys.
Right.
That's why I've done so well. Because I know them.
Yes.
And I can help them.
Right.
And we have huge success.
And you have a great network of people, too, which is really awesome.
And I'm willing to hunt down every hot, great, fabulous woman that I can possibly get my hands on.
Hunt them down, girl. And you do. Yes. You know, I've heard some of these stories personally off the air from you, you know, that are really great. Yes. And, you know, guys, hello. If you really, I know you're loaded right now with clients probably, but we can give out your information as well. But if you would like, you know, to get a lot of information right now, this is the place to do it on LA Talk Radio's On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, because Gina Hendricks, the founder of Exclusive Introductions, is going to tell you about why you can't find these people. Why have you been banging your head against the walls meeting losers? Ladies, how to get your act together, too. Guys, how to get your act together a little bit, too. And, you know, it really is. Everybody's got to come together. What I like about you, and, well, lots of things, darling.
Thank you.
But is your with your business.
Sure.
I like you personally. But, you know, you work as a publicist. You work as an advisor. You work as a therapist.
Many times.
I mean, really, you hear it all.
I'm a best friend. I'm a coach.
There you
I'm
are.
A therapist. I'm everything.
That's
cheerleader.
What you do. Yeah, exactly.
They have to pay extra for the cheerleading uniform.
There you go, honey. What are some of the, what you know, you talk about the guys who come to you.
Yes.
What are some of those kind of red flags or traits? They come to you and they go, Gina, I'd like to find a wonderful woman. I'm successful, have lots of money. And what's the thing that makes you go, eh, not happening?
Well, first of all, I don't advertise. So the guys, right. Generally the guys that come to me, it's all referral based. So hopefully I know them through other people.
Yes.
And that, it, you know, lends itself to having credibility as they come in the door. For me, I know a little bit about them. There are often times that guys will find their way to me that I don't know.
Right.
And then I sit down, we have an in-person interview. A red flag for me would be a guy who's, you know, I don't do the really old guy, really inappropriate young girl thing.
Right.
You know,
good
I don't
for you.
I don't do, you know, right. If somebody is asking for someone that's just completely out of their league,
yeah.
I won't take that guy on as a client. If a guy seems like a player to me,
right.
Like he's just sort of has tons of money,
right.
And he just wants to meet every hot girl in town,
that's
I
right.
won't do that either.
Good for you.
So these to me are things that are red flags. I also have come to realize that if a guy, and this is trial and error,
yeah,
I
yeah.
didn't know in the beginning,
uh-huh.
But if a guy has specific things that he wants. Like if a guy only wants a girl that's like got huge double D size boobs.
And I've had
guys say everything from they must be big fake boobs to they must be big real boobs. And you know, and I've even talked to other matchmakers. This other matchmaker, you won't even believe. This is horrifying.
Yeah, yeah, I want to hear this.
And I said to myself, and I said to her, why would you take this person on as a client?
Right.
She's working with him. And yet his preference is for women who have, this is horrible, so plug your ears if you're not ready for this.
Wait, alert, alert, you,
yeah,
sensory
alert, alert.
Alert,
alert.
Go ahead.
He wants a woman with a big bush.
Okay, then.
Oh, my God. And wait. How do you search for that? Talking about, you know, looking for a needle in a haystack. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, I find that
I
so
love
horribly,
you as my guest,
thank
always.
You.
You're great. Go ahead.
I find that so horribly inappropriate. And,
yes.
And you know, and she kind of laughed about it. But to me, what that's really saying in the bigger picture is that guy's not interested in a human being that's going to be compatible with him.
Oh my God.
Same thing with the guys that say huge, big, fake boobs or double D. You know, I want to work with people who are
right.
human beings
Thank
with
you.
Souls and feelings that
Thank
are.
You.
I here's my thing. When I set my guys up with a woman, all the girls, whether there's exact chemistry, can't really predict that.
Right.
Two people together,
right.
But the girls always come back to me and they say, Gina, you were so right about everything
wow.
about him.
Wow.
He's an awesome, awesome guy. And I love that. That makes my day because
that is.
I never want a girl to come back and be mad at me or say,
no,
how could you
course.
Do that to me? And they never do, thank God, because my guys are great guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
And, you know, of course, you have disclaimers where you say, look, if the chemistry is not working,
sure.
But I'm going to find you the best person who I think that you would click or persons.
Absolutely.
You know, so you can kind of set different ladies up with these gentlemen who are your clients who you feel would be really special people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so excited because I took a guy on in September.
Right.
And he is already off and running in a committed relationship
wow.
with this other woman. Well, and I even have this guy I took on in December.
Yeah.
And they just called me. She, you know, some girls keep in touch with me more than mm-hmm. other girls. Mm-hmm. My clients obviously give me updates, but right. I love to hear from the girls too. So she called me. They went to Cabo last weekend.
Wow.
She said he gave me a tour of his house. And he's going to make a closet. Like, they're already moving in together.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, I love
Good
it.
Good for you,
it.
Girl.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you.
Right.
That's really exciting. Yay. It must be really, you know,
that's
exciting
right.
to see, you know, things happen. Okay, so tell me this.
Yeah.
Why is your service better than online services? You know, there's lots of online services out there.
Right. Right?
And we can all find someone.
Right.
I guess.
Well, just to clear it up, let me explain. I think the way I see it, there's just different levels according to people's budgets. And, you know, that's
right.
understandable. I mean, my guys generally don't do online dating at all because mm-hmm. that's just not something. A lot of my guys are high profile or they're just, you know, online
yeah.
dating is not their thing. The way I see it, there's online dating. Then there are dating services.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
there
yeah.
are matchmaking services. Then there are personal matchmaking services. And then there's me, the term I've coined, which is concierge matchmaking,
right,
where I only work with a small group. And I'm basically at my client's beck and call doing
yes.
a really genuine personal search. I mean, I don't rely on women that are just in my database. I mean,
right.
it's a go-to place, certainly. Why not
sure.
rule in every possibility?
Sure.
But I actually find new women based on each individual client's needs. So, I mean, I tell everybody, online dating is really, really great
yeah.
because it fits into a lot of people's budgets.
Sure, sure.
But
exactly.
it does, you do have to slog through the good and the bad. And I'll share with you some of my pet peeves of online dating
yeah.
is that I find, especially with the men, that, because once in a while I'll go on, you know, I'm single, still single.
Right.
I don't really date. I really just do my business.
There you go.
But there are times where I'll throw up a profile on, lately I've been doing millionairematch.com.
Right.
Love that place.
Exactly.
Anyway,
exactly.
And match.com. And what I found is that so many guys write these form letters.
Yes.
There's one guy, I wrote a kind of a nasty email to him today, I'll admit, because I just felt like he needed the straight scoop. This poor guy, he seems okay.
Yes.
Except that I've changed my profile name several times.
Yes. Yes.
And my picture stays the same.
Yes.
But clearly, he's
yeah.
not even reading my profile or looking at my pictures or
yeah.
anyone. He's just sending out the same form email.
Oh,
he
my gosh.
He sent me the same email probably about 8 times.
Oh, dear.
And so I just gave him the straight scoop.
Yeah.
I said, look, buddy.
Dude.
You're getting a little creepy and robotic here, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but you keep writing to me the same. You got to switch it up.
Right.
So I think guys, they've read these books, and I've had these guys on as
yeah.
guests
yeah,
who've
yeah,
written
yeah.
books, give guys online dating
How
advice.
How to meet women online.
Right. And
yes.
they say to do the form letter and all, but women are smart enough to know those are just form letters.
Right.
And you have to make it human, and you
Absolutely.
Can't, I really think shooting fish in a barrel is a waste of time. See if somebody's an appropriate match for you
exactly.
before you write to them.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
But men want to just hurry up, cut to the chase.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about your exclusive men who you work with and who you won't work with. The guy's just
yes.
looking for, you know, a quickie or,
yeah.
you know, just hot women out there in the world. Tell me about, what are some of the most common complaints that you hear from guys who come to you before you start kind of finding the right women for them? What are some of the most common complaints that they tell you about their past dating experiences?
Well, I mean, I find that generally the men that hire someone like myself,
yes,
hire a personal matchmaker, a concierge matchmaker in my case, these are guys that don't really have trouble meeting women. So that's kind of a stereotype that, you know, that's not really true. So men that hire matchmakers, they're not desperate. And they're
right.
not these guys that can't meet women. My
right.
guys meet women all the time.
I bet they do.
But
yeah.
that's part of the problem.
Right.
There's a lot of women coming through the floodgates for these guys.
Right.
And there's nobody that's acting as a filter. So my guys are very,
yes.
very busy, and they need somebody to pre-screen the women. So that's kind of a common issue. They meet a lot of ladies.
Right.
But the ladies really, in the end, turns out they'll look great.
Right.
But when you dig in, they don't really have any kind of job or anything
see,
going
I
on
see.
For themselves.
Right,
and they don't
right.
really have any life.
Right, right.
And I think that a woman needs to be beautiful. Obviously, you've got to look your best and bring your A game if
sure.
you want to date an A game guy, that
sure.
is.
Sure.
But you also have to fully bring your A game, which means you have to have a life.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have to have an education, but you have to have a job, something you're passionate about, a career, interests,
right.
you know?
Right,
and
right.
there's so many women out there that are just waiting to kind of ride the coattails
exactly.
of some guy, especially now with the economy, I
right.
find that's even more prevalent.
That's right.
And that's really the biggest thing. My guys want quality. Quality
right.
is the hardest thing to find.
Right. So it's someone who really has their act together of,
yeah.
you know, finding a woman who's genuinely interested in a relationship with
right.
a guy who they will respect.
Right.
And they're not out for the bucks.
Right.
You know, they have their own careers or their own, you know, things that they're busy in. You know,
right.
they don't have to be major career women, attorneys
no.
or medical doctors, but at least they have things going on for them where they're busy, where they have possibly some income or
they have
are involved in the community,
you know? Yeah.
and give to
a
society
life.
In some way and
Absolutely.
Have a heart, soul, good,
right.
good morals.
And what
kindly.
I yeah. call it, sorry, what I've kind of thought about this lately, I mentioned it to you, is, you know, gold diggers versus smart cookies.
Yeah.
I've kind of coined this.
I love
term.
That.
Smart
I love
cookies,
that
right?
on your blog. I
yeah.
think it's so,
so
cool.
So there's nothing wrong to me with someone who's a smart cookie. And I'll tell you the difference to
yeah.
me
yeah.
Between a gold digger and a smart cookie.
Okay.
A gold digger is someone who really has no stocks, no value.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she's just arm candy. And basically, right. if you were on the edge of a cliff, if probably she had an option, she'd just shove you off if she had a financial interest, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
But a smart cookie
right.
is still a woman who wants
right.
to marry well and do well for herself.
Right.
But it's only because she knows what she brings to the table and
right.
wants an equal.
Right. Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong, I don't think, with a woman wanting to marry a man who's successful and ambitious, because that's an attractive quality.
Well, yeah.
That's an attractive quality, just as though a woman who would want a guy who has a six-pack or
right.
six-pack abs or, you know, 6'2", six-pack beard. Let's clarify.
But, there's a lot of those clients I have.
There's those. But
what did
no.
he come into the relationship with? A six-pack of beer.
A six-pack.
Oh, thank
really
you.
Good guy,
there you go.
Bud Light.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be here all week, folks. Anyway, so I think that there's nothing wrong with women who want to date successful, wealthy men, as long as the women have something to bring to the table as well.
Right, exactly.
And that's a smart cookie.
I mean, it's a choice. It's not, and that's where you distinguish a gold digger from someone who respects themselves and know what they would prefer.
Absolutely.
I have a lot of clients who come to me who have been in pretty nasty relationships, and they, you know, the guys. They appeared to be really together and, you know, they were working and the women were professional, and then they either moved in with or got married to these guys. And then the guys thought, oh boy, now I can be a slob. And they quit their job or got fired. And, you know, and the women are like, what? And they don't have all those wonderful, charming qualities that they did when they were dating. I guess they read dating books. Such as yours, which we'll talk about as well, or, you know, relationship books. But they just didn't get it, because when they get into the serious relationship, they fall apart. I have so many women who've come to me and said, why did I pick this? Why didn't I see it? You know, why didn't I see that this guy was a loser?
Now,
you know?
And so define, okay, so for
okay.
me, define a loser in that,
right.
in that
right.
story.
A fellow who is lying.
For my clarification.
Okay. A guy who comes off like he has a solid job,
like he's got it going on.
You know,
on.
Got it going on. Not necessarily wealthy, but uh-huh. he has his act together. He's contributing to society. He pays his bills. He has property or not, or, you know, he's just doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. He gets around. He's social. He's charming. He seems kind. You know, he seems giving, sexy, all that stuff. And then it's like it was only just kind of a game to find a woman who could take care of him. And then he just kind of falls apart and becomes a slob.
Well, so I'm going to ask you, because
yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
So then how does a woman from your... Look, I'm interviewing you now.
Yeah, go for
hey,
it, girl.
Hey, why not? How would a woman... Because if a guy... Because that
yeah.
guy sounds great. You painted a picture of a guy
sure.
that sounds great.
Yeah.
So how long can a guy keep that facade up? So how long would a woman
yeah.
need to go? I mean, let's
yeah.
face it. At the end of the day... There are people who've been married to serial killers who had bodies in the backyard.
Yeah.
They've been married 20 years, didn't know.
No
so
clue.
There are people that have the ability
right.
to hide that dark side of themselves
right.
for as long as they want. So then if that's the case, how can a woman protect herself from that?
Well, I think first of all...
Or anyone, a
yeah.
guy.
No, that's really... That's a great question. I think that looking for cues, finding out more about a man's background, you know, not just jumping into the relationship. You know, you have the deal breakers, and those are the deal breakers. You know, charming, well, you know, clean, hygienic, nice looking, somewhat nice looking. They don't have to be George Clooney, as
right.
you and I have talked
right.
about before.
Right, George Clooney. Good old
Brad
George.
Pitt.
Yeah.
You know, they're nice enough to where you find them attractive, and, you know, they have a job. They have income. They're doing all right. They've got their bills paid. They're not going to come into the relationship and dump a huge, you know, set of bills on you, or, you know, so you're not going to have to sign over the property and he goes belly up on paying the mortgages, you know, with whatever. But I think that women need to find out a little bit more about people and their backgrounds and take their times and not
yeah.
be so, and this is where you come into, but and when the men. And you are the liaison to
right.
really check people out to put them together.
Sure.
But, you know, they need to find out more about their backgrounds, and they need to sort of look for certain clues in the relationship, things that don't fit together. Wait, he said he was going to be here, but wait a minute. He's not there. He's,
right.
And or he's texting me a little too much.
Right.
Explaining a little too much. I mean, there are clues and there are things that hints that you can get. Is this person... narcissistic. I mean, that's all. It's all about them.
Yeah.
And guys
I think
who are
that's really
charming,
prevalent.
It really
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Charming. One of the most common traits of narcissism is charm.
Right.
And women, I have women clients who were married to, who were bowled over by these guys. They had great jobs. They were good looking. They were charming. They were appropriate. They were narcissistic. and then they got hooked up with him, you know, in a serious relationship or got married, and they find out that they want to control their lives, and it's all about them, and it's all, I'm going to go out and do this. You know, they get to do what they want to do, and it's very hard sometimes to spot that narcissist as well.
I think, too, a lot of people want to, they see the red flags, but they overlook them.
Yeah.
Or they say, no, I just think it's a light shade of pink. It's not really a red flag, you know? And I think a lot of people want to believe what they want to believe.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. It's the mind.
Yeah.
Not to get all like, ooh. But
no.
The mind controls everything.
Totally.
Everything. My God.
Totally.
You know, if you want, I did a 20-day raw food cleanse in the beginning of the
good
year.
Good for you, honey.
And it's all mental. You can do anything. So I think mentally, if you make your mind up that you think this guy's a great guy, then no matter what somebody tells you, or no matter what red flags you really do see that are tangible red flags in your mind, you don't see them at all.
That's right.
Because you've already made up your mind. This guy, I'm taking this guy hook, line, and sinker.
All right.
And same thing, men do it with women.
Yeah.
I'm taking her regardless, and there's nothing wrong with her. There's no red flags. And so I think people tend to overlook. In fact, I was just having dinner the other night with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Young, very successful guy. He's amazing, from an amazing family. And he was saying that he met this girl. He met her through a friend, a casual acquaintance. And so he only went out with her like twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I told him the mistake he made, which I'll tell you what that was in a second.
Ooh.
But on the second date, he invited her over, or the third date, he invited, mm-hmm. he was like, hey, I'm hanging out at my house in Malibu.
Yeah.
Why don't you come over? And, you know, we'll like, you know, have drinks or look at the ocean or whatever they're going
to
do. He's
right.
harmless. He's a cool guy.
Okay.
He's not like a fast mover, and he's
right,
not like
right.
one of those like weirdos.
Okay.
He's a cool, great guy.
Yeah.
That's the problem, though. He's a cool, great guy. So a girl sees that coming, and she's like, stars are in her eyes, because he's from an awesome family. They're old school L.A. They own a lot of things here in L.A. and well known. And he's just such an awesome guy.
He's a sweetheart.
And he's in his early 30s.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, I said to him, your problem was you brought her to your house to Malibu. I mean, hello, come to my house in Malibu on the ocean.
Right.
You know, and he didn't know if he liked her enough yet. And so after that night, oh, get this. So she comes over.
Yeah.
She, like, tries to jump his bones.
Oh,
so
wow.
So she's really forward
she's
with him.
She's trying so hard.
She's trying very hard.
Oh, my God.
Which actually ultimately turned him off.
Right.
And just, he was like, if she's doing this with me, who's she doing
that?
Because he's like such a nice guy. And so it turned him off. And so then he ended it, and she was furious. She's like, you're breaking up with me. And he's like, we only went out like three times.
Right.
And he didn't do anything with her or anything.
Right.
But I think that this is a place where this girl was ready to just take everything that, you know, was there on the table to get.
Yeah.
It's almost like taking a kid to a candy store.
Exactly.
And saying, you have everything.
Yahoo!
And then saying, no, store's closed. You got to get out. So
right. Exactly.
She would have just taken the deal without really even getting to know him either. You
right.
know?
And
so
that shows
people
how.
People just overlook things.
Right. And how good story, Gina.
Thank
and
you.
How shallow, you know, people can be. Absolutely.
Right.
You know, it's all about money, but you got to find love too.
Right.
By the way, this is On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, and I'm Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist. You can call in, by the way, if you'd like, 323-203-0815. Here on LA Talk Radio, if you have any questions or comments, or if you have relationship questions, you can talk to my special guest today.
Yes.
Gina Hendricks, founder of Exclusive Introductions. She's kind of a concierge matchmaker. She works with the extraordinary guys who meet extraordinary women. She's straight arrow, and she finds really quality people. And this is for serious relationships. This is not for hookups or, you know, I'm an old guy and I'm really wealthy and I want to find a bunch of 20-year-olds or what, you know.
Not what I do.
It's not cool.
No.
Gina doesn't do that.
I don't
so,
do that.
Yeah, anyway. So
I take on good, awesome guys that I'm proud to go into the world and tell the ladies, look, he's so fantastic. You've got to meet him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you give folks your email or your website? Because it's got, it has your email contact as well, information.
Sure.
But it's so awesome, because what I like about it is you have a blog on there, have information about you and how people can get connected with you.
My
they
YouTube
would like to...
videos.
Oh, the videos are
do.
So cool.
Oh,
and I'm
going to
ask you about some of those, too. They're really good.
So
they're
my
fun.
Website is exclusiveinla.com. So it's exclusiveinla.com. And that's your one-stop shop for your concierge matchmaker, Gina Hendricks.
There you go, girl. Good plug. Hey, let me ask you this. Why are so many celebrities so screwed up? Why are they always breaking up? And what, we have Courtney Cox, David Arquette, of course, Brad Cooper, Renee Zellweger, Joe Jonas and Ashley Greene. They're all, you know, it's like this fabulous, I'm in love. Oh my God. And then they're all screwed up. They're like,
And the Jonas
couple
Brothers
of months
are actually
later.
My neighbors, by the way.
Are they?
I've seen him. Like, he just stands out in front of the house.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. Nice guy?
Yeah, they seem sweet.
Yeah.
I think there's several things going on. Mm-hmm. I think that there's power struggles, ego. You got two egos going on. It seems to me that the relationships that work, now there's exceptions to everything.
Sure.
And there are, you know, successful couples who are together. But I think for the most part, I think the long-term relationships that work the best are one's a star and one's sort of behind the scenes.
Right. And so, willing to accept that.
And willing to accept that. I mean, there, like I said, we can all think of exceptions. But I think that sometimes if someone's career is doing better than the other, I think another problem might be the fact that there's just too many options sometimes for people.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, and especially, you know, these people are doing scenes together where they're kissing and, you know, they're in the moment of onset relationships happen. And so, I mean, my God, you have all these variables that create the perfect storm.
That's true.
Know? Yeah.
No, you really do. I agree. And you're dealing with egos here, like
Absolutely.
You said, you know, and it's very difficult because if you are a superstar, I mean, you're moving a lot, you're doing a lot of publicity junkets, you're doing film or television, and your partner, if they're a superstar, they're gone. And you know, it really is difficult to hang together. And I think you're right, someone who's willing to sort of be behind the scenes but be there, someone who maybe can travel on the set.
Well, I think,
and
you have,
you know,
to do that.
Yeah.
I think you have to do that. I mean, a friend of mine, he was a famous director, and actually his father was a huge producer back in back in the day. And they've been married forever, and they're a little old married couple. And I was like, how did they stay together and make it work? And he said, well, my mother never let my father out of her sight. So she went with him everywhere. And you have to be willing to do that. I mean, kind of do. I think the Tiger Woods situation, you know, she started, they had children, so she's sort of at home. He was on the road. You know, it kind of sucks in a way that you have to make your life their life.
Right.
But if you're married to a celebrity of that nature, where every woman is going to be willing to do his nastiest fantasy.
Right.
You know, anything he can think of three times over, then I think you have to kind of make your life his life, and you have to kind of watch him like a hawk.
Well, it's true.
It's just
the male nature. I mean, women are throwing themselves at them, you know, and even if guys, you know, have a pretty decent moral structure. You know, like a lot of long-term marriages, people have hung in there, and they, you know, they always have people throwing themselves at them, and it's hard. It's very difficult.
But, I mean, and women are
very
hardcore.
Difficult.
I've known a lot of celebrities, and I've talked to the women that they were with.
Right.
And I know a girl who was dating this famous rock star, and women would come up to him.
Yeah.
In fact, I was talking to him one day. Nobody knew if I was with him or not. The girls would come up to him in front of me, in front of her, and blatantly, they don't care that you're standing right there, even holding his hand.
Right.
They go up, they whisper in his ear, they stick a note in his pocket right in front of you. They do not care.
Right.
Yeah, they're blatant.
That's really crazy.
And that's with you around. So imagine what they're doing when you're not around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and what advice, you know, speaking about women like that, what advice would you give to a lot of young women today? I mean, I hear stories in my practice of a lot of young adult women and older women, but young adult women. I mean, they are sleeping around. It's like, let's go through. He's really hot and he's really cute and he was fun and all that. And, you know, what advice would you give to some of these young women who are so needy out there? And they really are, they're not helping their hearts.
Right.
They're sad. They don't know why they're depressed and lonely because they're out having sex a lot.
What I've learned from having my company, because since I just work with guys, I get the inside scoop that guys don't normally tell people. They tell me because I'm become their confidant. And so I talk to a lot of men. And so what I found is that men can literally, they smell those needy women.
Yes.
And if, you know, it's like, animals in the forest preying on the weakest animal, in a sense, you know.
Right.
I don't know, for lack of maybe a better analogy, although this might be the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
You know, guys can smell a woman who is weak and needy. And so, you know, he might be an okay guy or maybe not an okay guy, but if he sees an easy opportunity, he's going to take advantage of an easy opportunity.
Right.
And that's all they see it as, an easy opportunity.
Right.
They don't, if they don't think you value yourself, they are not going to value you either.
Right.
It's just that simple.
Right.
Because
they
don't want a woman just like that guy I was telling you I
had dinner
with the other night. They don't want a woman. Yeah, for the night, they may want a woman who sleeps with everybody, you know, use protection. But for the long term, Like, you know, that's, you know, that's, and if he wasn't a good guy, he would have just slept with her and then said, you know,
later,
adios, lady.
Right.
But he did the right thing. A lot of guys would have taken advantage. And he said to me that his guy friends say to him, you're crazy.
Right.
Just take advantage. And he said his friends make up who they are.
Right.
They just use women. And so if a woman will let herself be used, the guys will use her.
Right.
If a woman does not let herself be used and she has boundaries.
Yes.
Then a guy will respect her more and, you know. And she will see a better outcome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have it's funny. I've heard a single gentleman's comment to me who came to my practice. You know, he's having some family issues a little while back. And he was telling me that he's successful businessman in the banking industry. Does pretty well. Good looking guy.
Okay.
40s. Okay. Good catch.
Sounds good.
Looking for women who are nice. Looking for a relationship. He was married before and he doesn't have kids. No baggage. So he actually met this woman in the banking business. She's really good looking. She's professional. She was, you know, really, I mean, not seemingly a nice match for him. They had a lot in common, and they went to several functions together, and he did the same thing. He invited her over to his place, which was very nice, kind of a nice bachelor pad. She shows up on their first date with a bottle of champagne, a coat, and a garter belt. Underneath.
This is their first date?
Their first date. She's nuts.
Yeah.
She shows up. She walks in the door, and he goes, oh, so nice to see you. And she goes, whoop! She whips. I mean, it was like something out of a comedy.
Right, right.
You know, she whips the coat off and has the champagne and says, hey, let's party. And he just went, ah!
Right.
The good news is that he said, you know what? I'm freaking out here.
Yeah, right.
You're freaking me out.
Yeah.
And said, this is not what I want. And nice knowing you.
Whoa.
He kicked her out. Same
Whoa.
Deal.
Did they work together?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
I mean, they worked together
awkward.
Not in the same environment, but in the same corporation.
Okay.
So they saw each other at functions before, which I thought was kind of interesting.
So see, to me, what I'm thinking is that she had this backstory built up in her mind.
Yes.
That she didn't feel like it was a first date for whatever reason. She felt like she knew him. This had been coming on for a while. And she was ready.
Yeah.
Coming out with guns blazing.
What's up with that?
But that was, that's just, I don't know what she was thinking.
And they'd apparently had, you know, social interactions at some of these functions. And, hi, how are you? We ought to get together.
Right.
Maybe you're right. I mean, that's a really good explanation. She probably felt so comfortable with
this. She had some built-up backstory in her mind, whether it was any real or not, rational or not, I don't know. But I think that, you know, the women just need to, like, we're so used to being taking care of ourselves and doing things for ourselves that I think we feel like we sort of slip into the male role. And I've learned this too from, you know, being this businesswoman, that it's very important to still keep your femininity and be able to still let the man be the man.
Exactly.
And she wasn't giving him an opportunity to be the man. I mean, she walked in and she was like, I'm the man.
That's right.
You know, let's get it on.
And
that's the problem. You know, you still got to let at the end of the day, I don't care how successful you are as a woman or how smart you are as a woman, you still have to let the man be the man.
Yeah, exactly. Good advice.
Make the moves. Yeah.
Good advice. A lot of women don't get that. By the way, you're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, and my special guest today is Gina Hendricks. She's the co-founder of Exclusive Introductions. She's a concierge matchmaker. She works with extraordinary men who are looking for extraordinary women, serious relationships. No hanky-panky. This is serious stuff.
There's been a couple that have gotten past me. I mean,
well,
I think that sometimes the guys, you know, because I start finding, like, amazing women. And this isn't, you know, this isn't a line. This is the God's honest truth. But, you know, I get on a roll with these guys. And, you know, it'll take me, I'll be honest, it'll take me about 4-5 setups of me giving them introductions before I feel like I really know them.
Right.
Once I really know them, then sometimes we're on a roll. And, yeah, there's been, like, maybe one or two clients that kind of got to be, like, the kid in the candy store kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, at the end of the day, they still are looking for the one to knock their socks off and take them off the market.
It's great. You know what? It's so true. One of the really cool, by the way, if you go on to Gina's website, and that website is
exclusiveinla.com,
you will find lots of information about her service. And also, there's cool blogs that you've put out there and the videos, which are also on YouTube as well. And they're really cool.
And they can friend me on Facebook, Gina
That's
Hendricks.
That's right. Go for it.
Yeah, Gina Hendricks, G-I-N-A, and then H-E-N-D-R-I-X. You can, you know, friend me on Facebook. Or, ladies, if you're an amazing lady, go to my website and just fill out your free profile.
There you go.
You know, it doesn't cost any money, and you're in my database. And if I feel like I have an appropriate match for you, I'll call you, and I'll meet you in person, and, you know, see what you're like. I'll interview you, and then if you're great and I think it's a right match, I'll set you up with one of my clients.
What a great service
you provide.
Just go
to my site and fill out the profile.
That's
great. Nothing to lose.
It's really awesome. You know, in your videos as well, we were talking about that on YouTube and stuff. They're really good. You're really cute. People can see. Let me just ask you this. I just flashed on something, and I've asked you this before. Don't a lot of your clients hit on you? Come on now. Be honest, girl.
They'll put out their feelers.
Yeah.
You know, like at a first meeting, they'll usually say, so, what about you? Are you single?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a bad liar, so I usually say, well, yes, I'm single, but I'm just really, and then I tell them the truth, which is I'm really just focused on my business.
Right.
And, you know, and this is also very interesting that I've learned. A lot of guys, especially the ones I work with and the ones I seem to meet, they really don't want a woman that's super busy with her business.
Interesting.
It doesn't work
right.
for them.
Right.
So right away when I say, yeah, I'm just super busy with my business and all I do is really work.
Right.
I have two speeds. I'm with my clients and I work, or I'm with my animals.
There you go.
Taking them to Malibu every Saturday. I'm a slave to my animals. And so, you know, that a guy, that's another thing that women need to know. A guy wants a woman that is smart and has her own life. But if she's kind of in a place where I am right now, which is really like climbing the ladder and like working hard, and she's a go-getter and she just has no time at all.
Right.
That really turns them off.
Right.
They kind of want a woman who's had her career, has a career, but it's sort of a mellow career that she can make time for the guy.
Right.
So I make it clear I got no time for the guy.
That's right.
So that kind of, they're like, okay, so who you got? Let's see. Who can you set
okay,
me up with?
Okay, next. Let's see
next,
who you got.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite videos that you have, it's so cute. You go, she says something about, stop being a bitch and get a boyfriend.
And that's a book
that's
I'm working
women.
On. Oh. That's a book I'm working on.
I
stop
love
being
it.
A bitch and get a boyfriend.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
So what's that about?
What's that about? You know, that's just about the fact that I've made this mistake myself, and I see women make it. As we get, it's interesting because in our 20s, we're so like, you know, happy and easygoing and whatever, you know, and that's why you're meeting a ton of people and you have a lot more dates. And then as you get in your 30s, it's sort of your glass tends to be, you know, starts to be a little bit not as full as it was when you were 20. And then by the time you're 40, it's like your glass is not half full anymore. It's more half empty. So, you know, we need to be more positive and more open-minded, similar to how we were in our 20s.
Right.
But factor in that we're wiser, so we're just a little smarter about our choices.
Right.
But I find that so many women get so pickier and unrealistic.
Yes.
And, you know, and so that's why I say stop being a bitch and get a boyfriend, because they complain about not having a relationship, not having a boyfriend. But they're making it almost impossible to find that right guy because their standards are so... You know, so inappropriately off the charts that nobody can match up.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So we get harder and harder and tougher and pickier as we get older. And in a way, we should get easier
to
be with.
It's
but
really
we get more
true.
Difficult to be with. And I think I know that my guys and just people in general, the bottom line is you want to be around somebody who's easy and fun to be with.
That's right.
And if you show up to a date and you're super picky about, oh, my God, he ate. I've had a girl tell me, you know, she was turned off because the guy, you know, ate salad off her plate. Or, you know, or, oh, really? He took me to that restaurant. And and I've also had girls say, oh, you know, I'd really rather go to blah, blah, blah restaurant and try to change the plan.
Right.
And in the past, that's something probably that Gina Hendricks would have done
before
I knew better.
Yep.
But I say to them, you know what? Just let him be him. Go on the date. Have a good time.
Exactly.
Be easygoing. If you don't like him afterwards, then that's fine. But just go with it. Just because it's good practice for you to be easygoing anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah, one of the most common issues that I see with couples who come to me is that, you know, there's a lot of, and I'm not picking on women, girls, because listen, well, maybe I am because I have done the same in the past, actually. So I'm guilty.
I mean, I make this mistake.
Guilty.
The things I talk about a lot of times are because I've made these same mistakes. So I'm not saying, oh, these women, da-da-da. I'm saying, hey, I've done it too.
Right.
And I can see the error of my ways.
But
now,
good for you, girl. And you have found.
Hey, I know why I'm
error.
Not with anybody.
You're
let's
so
face
funny.
It. Just don't do. If you want somebody, don't do what I've done.
There you go. That's it. There's another book right there. Don't do what I've done. But it is that. It's that common thread of being dominating and complaining.
Yes.
And criticizing. Shut up. And women, we do it a lot more.
Right.
Once we get into a secure relationship, you know, we start complaining and this is what I need. It's like we kind of are all nice and wonderful, and then we get too complacent and we get comfortable, and then we start picking at them. Shut up. Guys are simple.
Right. And I will tell you, I've heard this from guys.
Yeah.
Guys will put up with a girl who's a bitch, who's like super hot.
Yeah.
But only even if she's super hot, they're only going to put up with it probably until they sleep with her. But they're only so being a bitch, I don't care what you look like, is never gonna get you.
It's really true.
In the end, the guy. Never. Even if you're a Victoria's Secret model, the guy will put up with it, but only to get to a certain point, and then he's done.
Right.
He's done.
So that's right.
You know, and if you're less attractive, actually, to be honest, you have to be even nicer.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it.
No, it's really true.
Because you can be an unattractive girl and have guys just buzzing around you like flies because you're a cool, easygoing person.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it's really not about looks, because people can become more attractive based on their personality.
Right.
Or less attractive based on their personality. So it's really, at the end of the day, it is about what you bring to the table as a human being. Are
you a
good person, fun, easy to be with? Or are you just a horrible, negative, you know, non-fun person,
and who's hung up and projecting your own stuff onto other people.
Yeah.
And you also help people with their image. You also kind of, if some, you know, guy or a lady, you know, needs a little help with their image, maybe you are a wardrobe specialist. I know you've done that for many superstars.
Yes.
I know you've picked wardrobes for a lot of famous people. And so you kind of give them a heads up on their hair style, possibly what they're wearing, and maybe help them eat healthier and things, you know, just kind of get their teeth whitened.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's not, you know, and you're down also on lying about your age.
Yes, that's true.
And about getting extreme plastic surgery and then lying about you're like, hey, you know, look your best, do what you can do, but
Yeah, I agree. I think especially, you know, in LA, what I find is that people really gravitate to people who are genuine.
Right.
Shocker. But it's because it's kind of, I hate to say this because I love LA.
Yeah.
But it's kind of rare to find somebody who, into their 40s, has not had all the work done on their face and is not all plumped up and is not all... To me, personally, I think those women that do that, it's a red flag of insecurity.
Right.
I think that if you have to tweak your face to that... We're talking extremes here, like, you know, the lips, the cheeks,
scary
the
kind of
fillers and all that heavy-duty, like, where you see the face coming at you.
Yeah.
I think that just says you're not cool inside. You're not secure and grounded inside. And I think at the end of the day, people want to have an experience and share a life and an experience with somebody who is a real person.
Right.
And a real person on the inside. And I think your outside obviously reflects your inside.
It's really true. You know? I agree. Good
Kumbaya.
Note.
Kumbaya. I'm going to break into Kumbaya.
Yahoo. No, good note to end on, though. And by the way, check out Gina's website. Gina is the founder of Exclusive Introductions, Concierge Matchmaker. And she works with men, basically, who extraordinary guys who really want to find a really extraordinary woman. That's the concierge part of it. She does her work thoroughly. Also, now, and your website again is?
ExclusiveInLA.com. And right now I have a waiting list for clients, but, you know, it opens up. Sometimes guys go off my books, and you never know. So just go on. You can shoot me an email at ExclusiveInLA.com, and we'll go from there.
Good for you, Gina. You're such a lovely friend.
Thank you.
I love having you on my show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, this is Dr. Michelle, and it's been fun on the couch, unfortunately. You can stay if you'd like, but we have to get off the couch right now. Make way for the other great programming here on LA Talk Radio. Every Friday, of course, join me here live on LA Talk Radio, 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Also, my website, drmichelletherapy.com, Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. Also, you can check out the shows on the website here on LA Talk Radio. Connect to my email if you have any questions you'd like to ask me so I can put it on the air and help you out. And also, of course, all the shows are on iTunes. Yeah, we have podcasts. Mm-hmm. And you can download anything you'd like. Just check the content here on LA Talk Radio. Okay, I've said enough. I've got to go. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks again, Gina. Nice having you.
Thank you.